2ST, good times, great music, and of course today, Melbourne Cup. If you're going to have a flutter, remember as they say, don't bet over your head, bet with your head, okay? A bloke who does it all the time, he is, well, let me just say, one of the, I was going to say best form analysts in the world. Let me tell you, F-R-E-A-K. Yes, the bloke is a freak. They call him Melbourne Cup Max. Max Hitchings, hello, mate. How are you this morning?
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you, Adam.
Look, seriously,
and
Max.
You're probably overselling
me. I know that we have spoken on numerous times before. Now, you have a system in place that has got you 92% of Melbourne Cup winners, an astounding 22 out of the last 24 Melbourne Cup winners. Max, everybody listening right now, their ears have just pricked. The radios have been turned up just a little bit louder. They want to know how the bloody hell you do it, and quite frankly, so do I.
I study the Melbourne Cup all year round. I really do. I have a Google alert set up on my computer, and any time anything is written about the Melbourne Cup anywhere in the world, within hours, I've got it on my computer. So I'm forever looking at Melbourne Cup stuff, number one. Number two, what I try and do is reduce the field down from a field of 24 down to half a dozen. And I found that you can pretty much always do this, even with the internationals. Now, it's not as difficult as I thought it was going to be, because the people love to have a horse in the Melbourne Cup. And that's been nothing new for a long time. But there are plenty of international people that like to have a horse in the Melbourne Cup too. So they just fit into the same category. What I found is you can go through and throw out three or four or five or half a dozen or half the field if you really do look into it closely. Then I sort of bring it down to, if I can get it down to half a dozen, and that's my goal, is to get it down to half a dozen horses, and then be able to say to the people that buy my ebook from our website, I believe one of these six horses will win the cup. I suggest you have a couple of dollars each way, and you'll be able to say, I back the winner of the cup. Now, it's that system that has worked for 22 out of 24 years. What I do then is take a pick myself out of the six horses, and I say, now, out of those six horses, I believe such and such will win the race, and I've been correct with that 14 out of the 24 years.
It really is a very, very impressive performance. I mean, and I've read your system before. I've looked at your system. It's an amazing thing. You look, by the way, as Max said, you can get the Melbourne Cup system and get Max's system. So it's pretty simple. All you need to do is to go onto the website, pickthecupwinner.com.au. I know there's probably a lot of people now heading to work this morning going, What was that? Pickthecupwinner.com.au. When you get to work, don't worry about it. Use the boss's time to get a whole lot of money for the Melbourne Cup. So what you then do is, for $9.95, all you need to do is then download Max's ebook, of course, and it's got everything in there. All of your selections, Max, which is an amazing thing.
Adam, there's another alternative as well. They can download the system if they go to Pick the Cup Winner. And the easiest way to remember that is what we try and do every year, Pick the Cup Winner. That's what it is. So that's the best way to remember it. But I've actually loaded up this year where you can download my system. I've got a 10-step system. You can download that for free. You don't have to buy the e-book at all. You can just download it for free.
It is a wonderful opportunity for anybody who is having a bit of a flutter today to get the Melbourne Cup winner. As I said, 22 out of 24 times, not too bad. Well, Melbourne Cup, Max, wonderful to catch up with you again this morning, and make sure you jump onto the website to check out who Max Hitchens thinks will win the Melbourne Cup for 2012. Max, wonderful to catch up, mate, and you have a great day today.
Thanks, Adam. Always a delight to be with you.